Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Gimel. The Mishnah starts, Kol Shelezocho HaMizbeach Bivzoro, Lo'izochu Koyanim Bo'iro Shanema, Oilas Ish, Oilo She'olso Le'ish. But says the Mishnah, Oilo She'nishchato She'loi Lishmo, Afal Pi She'loi Olso Le'bailim, the Bailim after being a new Korban, Oyro la'koyanim, the koyanim do have zechia in a korban oylo shenishchato shloi lishmo. The hezber, the reason behind this halacha, says the Gemara in the Braisa at the end of our Omid, the Gemara says that we learn out from the pasuk of oylas ish, we need to have a korban she'olso le'ish, memeila a korban which is nishchat shel chutzizmanoi or chutzlimkoimoi, and the korban is a korban pasul, memeila it's not olso le'ish, there's no zechia for the koyanim in the oyr. Says the Gemara, Yochel, maybe one should say that a korban shelo lishma also, the koyanim should not have zchia in the oil because it's not oila lebailim, l'shem choiva, it's not oila for them, they have to bring a new korban. Says the Gemara, we learn out of a ribui or ha'oila mikol mokoyim, that this korban, al koponim shelo lishma, is be'emes, do have zchia in the oil. Now, be'emes, we have to understand, l'chir, there is a tenai, like the Mishnah says, of oila she'olso le'ish, has to be oila for the ish. And l'chir, what's the pshat? Why by shelo lishmo is this different than a korban posel? The Rambam explains over here in Pirshei Mishnayis, that l'maskonas ha'gemora, the translation of the halacha and this tenai, of oila she'olso le'ish, does not mean that the korban has to be oila for his chuyva. He has to be yotze, his mitzvah, and his chuyva's korban, with this hakrova, and only then the koyanim have his chiyah in the oil. Says the Rambam, the maskona, the taich, and the translation in the tnai of oilas ish, oila she'olso le'ish, means that the oila has to be oila on the mizbeach. Also means it has to go onto the mizbeach. As long as the mizbeach has a haktori, has a hakrova, this is enough for the koyanim to be zeicha in the oil. And the meila, a kol mishaloi lishmo, even though it's not oila for the bailim after being a new korban, but the mizbeach has a zechia in the haktori, and the meila, this is enough for oila she'olso le'ish, means that it's oila lemizbeach. As long as it's oila lemizbeach, this is enough. The Rikorkus in Maisa HaKorbonis, Pekei Aloch Yutes on the Rambam says, that with this we can understand that the Rambam in Yad HaChazoka Bichlal didn't bring down this halacha that ha'oilo shenishchato shloi lishmo, the koyanim have a zechiyah in oir. L'chayyah, this is a dim mefurish in our Mishnah, learned out of the Braisa. Why does the Rambam not tell us that a korban shloi lishmo, the koyanim have a zechiyah in oir? Says the Rikorkus, the reason is because since the Rambam explains l'maskona, the translation of this Tanai, of also le'ish means it has to be oilo le'mizbeach, Memela, the Rambam already included everything in this klal which the Rambam does bring down, the beginning of the Mishnah, that any korban which the Mizbeach is zoicha in the Boso, then the koyanim have a zechia in the oir. Everything depends on the zechia, the Mizbeach, and Memela, korban shelo lishmo, which the Mizbeach does have a zechia. Memela, the koyanim are zoicha in the oir. And this is the Hagdora, and this is the din of also le'ish, as long as it's oila le'mizbeach, and there's Haktora being niskayim on the mizbeach, this is enough for the koyanim to be zeicha in the oir. And memela, this is what the Rambam includes, with one klal, everything depends on the mizbeach. Memela, it's a chidush that comes out of maskona, is a new translation, in the words also le'ish, does not mean oila le'chuyva, but it means oila le'mizbeach. The Rishash, over here in the Mishnah, he says on the Rambam, it's a doichik to say that we have a new translation in also le'ish. Also does not mean that it's oila for him. It is not counted like it's korban. It is just oila le'mizbeach. Says the Rishash that if not for the pshat of the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayis, he would have suggested that the reason why a korban shelo lishmo is included in the tanai of also le'ish is because we learned in the beginning, in the first parak of Zvachim, Beis Amed Aleph, that even though the korban is le'olo le'bailim neshem chayva, the bailim after being a new korban, but the korban is still a korban kosher, and the Gemara explains this is like a nedova. Memela, this is like a korban which the bailim are bringing, b'toyas nedova. So says the Rishash, even though it is not oila for their chayva, but it is still counted as their korban nedova. And this is why it is called the old Salaish, it's a korban nedova of the bailim, and memela, this is different than a korban posel, which is b'chlal no'ila, they don't have even a akrova of nedova. So this is how the Rishash says, you can keep the translation of Oilas Ish, She'ol Soleish, but it means Betoyas Nedova, not Betoyas Choyva. Now, Be'emes, in this din of a Korban Shalishma, which the Kohenim have a Zechia, they get the Oir HaBosor, the Oir of the Bosor, the Oir of the Korban, the Kohenim HaZecha, by a Korban Shalishma, and the Gemara says this is Oilas Ish. There was a big Shaklevetaria between Reb Cheskel Abramsky, the Chazon Yecheskel, and the Brisker Rav. The Chazon Yecheskel writes in the beginning of his Sefer in Zvachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph on the Tesefta, that he wrote once to the Brisker Rav, and he tainted that the Gede of the Akrova, of the Akrova of Shaloi Lishmo, which we find in the beginning of the Masechta, that it's Einoi Oile LeBailim LeShem Chayva, the Bailim after being a new Korban, but the Korban still has a Hakrova Betoyus Nedova, says the Cheskel Abramsky, the Geder of this Hakrova is that Bechlal, this is not called the Korban of the Bailim. The Korban is Koriv, it's not Koriv for the Bailim. If it would be Koriv for them, then they wouldn't have to bring a new Korban. The reason why they have to bring a new Korban is because this Korban has a Hakrova, because this is Kodshim, it is Kodesh, and therefore this is brought onto the Mizbeach, but it is not Koriv at all for the Bailim. Says the Cheskel Abramsky L'Choy as a Raya to this Yisoid from our Gemara, because the Gemara says that just like we Memayit, we say that any Korban which is Possel is not included in the Klal of Oilas Ish, Oilas Sha'olsa Le'ish, says the Gemara, so too one should say, that a korban shaloi lishma also is not called the oilas ish, since it's not oila lebailim shem chayva, and the gemara needs a ribui of oir ha'oila mikol mokim to tell us this halacha that a korban shaloi lishma the kohenim do have a zechiyah in the oir. Now says the Chazon Yecheskel, if one is going to say that the korban akoponim by shaloi lishma is a korban nedova for the bailim, then what is the havamina bichlal of the gemara that the oilas shaloi lishma should be nismayit from the klal of oilas sha'ol soleish, since this akrova is still a akrova b'toyas nedova? So l'chayyah this is oiz ol soleish. Why does the gemara need a ribui of oir ha'oila to tell us that shaloi lishma the kohenim have a zechiyah in the oir? Says the Chazon Yecheskel, it's muchach from here that the Agdorah of the Korban is bichlal not for the Bailim of the Korban who are makdish the Korban. The Korban is Koriv because the Korban is a Korban Kodosh, but not because it's Oile for him at all. Even Beturis Nadova, it's not his Korban. Memela, this Gemara, the Gemara says that since we're Memayit any Korban which is not Oile Leish, therefore we should be Memayit also a Korban Shaloi Lishma. It is also not called his Korban. It's not Oile for him at all. Even Beturis Nadova, it's a Stam Koriv. Memela the Gemara needs a ribu of Oilom Mikol Mokrim to tell us that Aval became since he was Makdishit, this is enough to say that the Kohenim get a Zechiyah in the Oir, and this is very well understood, the way we explain from the Rambam, that the Maskona, the Din of all Soleish, just means that it has to be Oila for the Mizbeach, but Emes is not Oila at all for the Ish, even Materius Nedova. This is the Chiddush of the Chazon Yecheskel, which he takes out from this Gemara. But the Brisker Rav says, told him that Be'emes is kam of a kam of rayis, and it's brought down also in Shuri agreed at the beginning of Zvachim, there's a lot of rayis that the Gede of the Akrova of Shaloi Lishma is not a Gede like the Chazon Yecheskel says, because it's a Stam Koriv, because the Korban is Kodesh. But it's Koriv for the Bailim, it is still called their Korban, and it is Oila for them, Al Koponim, Betoyas Nedova, like we said from the Rishash. Says the Brisker Rav, the biggest Raya Muchrachas for this Yisoid, to tell us that the Korban Shaloi Lishma Be'emes has a Akrova for the Bailim, is Muchach from the Gemara Nozi, Memvov Mitbeis, the Din is, by a Nozi, he has to be Megaleach Sairoi, he has to be Megaleach Al Korbonoi, the Din is, he has to do a Giluach on his Korban. The Gemara over there says, that Shimon holds, that he can do a Giluach even on a Korban Nedova. A Korban Nedova of the Nozi is also enough for the Kiyum Halacha of Giluach Al Korban. Memeila says the Gemara, if one of the korbanos of the Nozi was Nishchat Shaloi Lishmoi, according to Shittas Reb Shimon who holds that he's allowed to go and be Megaleach on a Korban Nedova, so too the Nozi can be Megaleach on a Korban Shaloi Lishmo, because he also has a Krova Betoyos Nedova. Just like Reb Shimon holds every Nedova, so too a Shaloi Lishmoi, Giluach Nozi is kosher Al Gabe, a Korban Shaloi Lishmoi. Now says the Biskerov, if one is going to say that the geder of the shelili shmoi is not a tool and a dover for the bailim, but it's just koiv because the korban is kodosh, then how can a nozi go be megaleach al korbonoi? There's a din has to be his korban, and if we're going to say it's not bichlali's korban, there's no dimyan to the din that Shimon holds. He allowed to be megaleach on the korban the dover. Memele is muchach says of Iskariov that the geder of shelili shmoi is a poshet the korban the dover. Just like every korban nedover the person brings, and it's not for a choyiv, it's only a nedover, so too a korban shelo lishmo is a korban nedover, and he can be galeach al korbonoi. Memele in our Gemara also, be'emes oil asish, the reason why the Gemara holds he need a mute, is because since lemaisa it is not oila for him, he's not yoitza his korban, the Gemara holds this will be enough to be memayit for an oil asish, komash malon the Gemara is a ribu of oil ha'oila. And be'emes the maskonis ha'gemara, we could say, like the Rishash says, that oilas ish just tells us it has to be oila, as long as it is oila, betoyas nedova, this is also enough, because lemaisa, there is a krova betoyas nedova for the bailim, like the Biskayov says, from the Gemara Nozim, involvement in the base. Al Kaponu, however, you say this thing, machlekes over here to understand, the geder, hakrovas shelolishma, if it is oila at all for the bailim, betoyas nedova, and this will make enough gemin and the pshat in our Mishnah, the reason why the Kriyanim Azichi in the Oyer of the Korban Shalei Lishma is the reason because it is Oyla Le'ish Al Koponim Betoyas Nedova, like the Rishash says. All the reason is because it is Oyla Le'mizbeach, and the Taich, the translation of the Din of all Sale'ish just means it has to be Oyla Le'mizbeach, like it's Mavur in the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnais. Moving further on in the Gemara says, Tolim Abonon Oylas Ish, there's a Drosha of Rebbe Yehuda to tell us Prat Le'oilas Hektish. And the Gemara discusses a few cases, what the Hichatimtza of Oilas Hektish. In this case, Rebbe Yehuda says there's a mute, that the Kriyanim are not Zoyche in Oyer. And the first case says the Gemara on Mebchi by Yosef, Prat Le'oilo Habo Min HaMoisris, the Halacha is Moisris or Bo Le'kayitz HaMizbeach. And these Oilos of Kayitz HaMizbeach, which come from Moisris, the Halacha is, this is Oilas Hektish, and there's a mute of Oilas Ish, Prat Le'oilas Hektish, on these Korbonos, the Kriyanim are not Zoyche in Oyer. Now, Be'emes the Gemara doesn't tell us over here, what Lemaisu do we do with the Oyer? The Kriyanim don't have his Chi in it. Who does the Oyer go to, if it does not go to the Kriyanim? Says Rashi in Tumurech of Gimel Amud Beis, so too the Shittim Ukubetzes, by us in the Gilian, Sivkot in Yud Ches, he says, that the Dine of this Oyer, of Oyer Ha, Kayit HaMizbeach, the Aloch is, after the Shechita, we take the Oyer, and we sell the Oyer, and with this money which you make from the Oyer HaKorban, we bring more Oylois Lekayit HaMizbeach, because the din of the Oyer is also, it has in it HaLocha, Linedova, and Memela, we sell the Oyer, in order to bring weiter, continue bringing money for Kayit HaMizbeach from the Oyer as HaLocha Linedova. But the Biskirov in Tmurach of Gimel Amud Beis, he asks, the Chayu Avayu is so just a question, over here to understand the reasoning, why should we say the money of the Oyer should go L'Kayit HaMizbeach? L'Chayah, in every single Oyer that Halacha is, what we'll learn later on in the Mishnah and Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the Zrikas Hadam is Moitzi the Oyer L'Chulin. The Zrikas Hadam is enough that the Oyer now becomes Chulin, and now this Chia for the Kriyanim starts after the Zrika. The Halacha is that the Kriyanim are the ones who are Zeiche in the Oyer of all Korbonis. Now, in this Korban of Oyla Habomin HaMoisris, the Kohenim do not have a Zechia in the Oyer. But says the Biskariov L'Chayi, the Ika Halacha, that tells us that the Zrika is Moitzi the Oyer L'Chulin, and the Oyer becomes Chulin, L'Chayi, this is no difference between the Oyla Abomin HaMoisers, and every Korban. This is Halacha in every Zrika Sadam, that the Zrika Sadam is Moitzi the Oyer L'Chulin. Even though there's a mute over here, Prat L'Oyla's Hekdesh, that the Kohenim are not Zrika in the Oyer, this is only a mute in the Zechia Sakoyanim. But the Etzim Din, the Ika Halacha of the Oyer, the Kedusha goes away from the Oyer and becomes Chulin through the Zrika. This is in this Oyer also, in this Korban of Oyla Abom and Amoistris also became Chulin. Mamela, since the Korban becomes Chulin and the Oyer is also Chulin, how can it be that there should be a Halacha in the Oyer that you still have to go continue on and sell the Oyer and bring more money, L'Kayit HaMizbeach, and bring further a Korban Nedova? The Oyer is Chulin, cannot have any dinim on this Oyer. How can it be that it still retains some kind of halacha of nedova even on the Oyer? And the Biskarov says the Oyer, it's in Muchach, that the Oyer Be'emes goes to Chulin. Because if we're going to say that the Oyer Be'emes retains the Kedusha which it had till now because of this mute of Oilas Hekdesh, there'll be no way we can go and sell the Oyer. The halacha is that if you sell something which has a kedushas haguf, it's loipoko. We can't take away the kedusha of kedushas haguf with a mechira and a pidyon. Only a kedusha of bedek habayis. Memeila lechoyer is muchach from the mere fact that we find that we sell the oil is muchach that the oil beemes went al chulin because the miut of oilas hektish is only a miut in izchi of the koyanim, but the etzim kedusha went away even by this oil. Memeila, since the oil is chulin, how can it retain still a din in a dover that we have to sell the oil and continue bringing the money lekayit hamizbeach? This is lechoyer shverikait. We have to understand over here in the Gemara, why should it be such a halacha, which Rashi says in Tumura, that there's still a din nedova, even on the oil of oil abom and amoisis. This is a question of the Biskarov in Tumura, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and he blabs over there, but Tzor Chiyun, brought down also in the Shuria grid over there in Tumura. Moving further on in the Gemara continues and says, a new pshat in a Biuda or prat loilas hektish. Says the Gemara, Be'evoy Omer Bianai, Prat lematfis oilo lebedek habayis. Someone who takes his korban oilo and his matfis, his makdish, this oilo lebedek habayis. This is the case of oilas hekdish, where if he goes ahead and before the pidyon he's makriv the korban, the koyanim have no zchir in oil because it is oilas hekdish, it has a din of bedek habayis. Now the Gemara explains, Loi mi boyo lemando oma kotchi bedek habayis. Tofsi midaraisa, and there's a kedushas bedek habayis min atayir, then it is definitely oilas hektish, and there's no zechir lekoyanim. Ela afilu the man doma loy tofsi, the Gemara makes a chiluk between the bosar and the oil, like we'll explain shortly. Al koponim says the Gemara, there's a machloikus over here, what is the halacha? If someone takes his oilo, and his matvis lebedek habayis, Rashi says, that this machloikus to know whether there's a kedusha min atayir of bedek habayis chal on the kedushas oilo, this is a machloikus which we find in Tmura Lamed Beis. Over there, Ulva says that someone who's matfis ilosa ilabedek habayis, ein boy elo ikuv gizborim bilvad. That means that Be'emes the Kedusha, as she learns over there in Tmura, is not chal min atayir on the Kedusha of oilo. There's no Kedusha as bedek habayis. The halacha is only that is ikuv gizborim, they are called now the bailim on the korban. Bedek habayis is now called the bailim enough that they should come and stand by the korban as halacha of amido al korban, and they have to now stand by the korban mishas shechita. But be'emes the kedusha is a kedushas mizbeach and a kedushas oilo, and there's no kedusha or bedek habayis. The other man, the Omer, was chayle kanule. He holds no that since he now went ahead and used maktish his oilo lebedek habayis, was chale kedusha lebedek habayis min atayir on top of the kedusha of kedushas oilo, and he needs a pidyon before the akrova. We have to go and be poida this kedushas bedek habayis before the akrova. Now it says Rashi from the Gemara in Tmura, even Ulva agrees that even though min atayir there's no kedushas bedek habayis chal on this kedushas oilo, afal pikein even so midir abonon, there needs to be done a pidyon of this kedushas bedek habayis memeila before the akrova. Everyone agrees there has to be a pidyon. Ulva says the pidyon is only midir abonon. Mashenkin the chilkim on Ula, they hold that the pidyon is min atayir. The Gemara over there in Tmura Lamed Beis Amid Beis says there's a raya lechoyer to Ula from a furisha braisa, because the braisa says that if you take this behema which you are matfis lebedek habayis and you went ahead and you shechted the behema leoilo before the pidyon, masha osu. What the person did, but the eved is chal, the shechita and the akrova of the oila is kosher. It is a kosher korban, even though he didn't do the pidyon. Says the Gemara lechoyer is arrived from here to Ula that the kedushas bedek habayis lechoyer is not chal min atayir. It is only a din midar abonon, and the din pidyon is only a din midar abonon. And therefore, but the eved, if he went and shechted the korban before the pidyon, the kedusha, it doesn't matter. The kedushas oila is okay, and memela has a kosher akrova. It's mevuah in the Gemara that according to the man Omer who holds that the kedusha is chal min atayir and there's a kedushas bedek habayis chal on top of the kedushas oilo, then be'emes if he went ahead and shechted this korban b'di'eved before the pidyon, before he took away the kedushas bedek habayis, the kedusha of the bedek habayis is going to not allow the akrova ha'oila to be chal, even with the eved, and masha also, lo yosui, it's going to be a posel korban, since it still has the kedushas bedek habayis on him in atayir, and this is going to make the korban a korban posel. This is Mavul Mafurish in the Gemara in Temura, and the Gemara therefore brings a raya to Ullah from the fact that we find that the Korban is kosher b'di'evet, must be that the din of the Kedusha, Bedek Habayis, is only Midr Abonon. The reason why the Halacha should be so, that if there's a Kedushas Bedek Habayis min Atoya, why does this disturb the Kedushas Oilo, and why is this cause that the Akrova b'di'evet should be possible? Over there in Temura, the Shuri agreed, brings down for Reb Chaim, that the reason is, Reb Chaim said the Svara, that since the behemoth is also Kodesh B'Kedusha as Bedek Habayis, this itself is a chisoron in the korbonoi, that the din a person has to be his own korban, the fact that it is, belongs and has a Kedusha as Bedek Habayis, this is a problem of korbonoi, and therefore the korban is a korban possible if the Kedusha as Bedek Habayis is chal min atayir. It is not his own korban, it's a korban of Bedek Habayis. But the Biskirov over there in Temura explains that he would say a different reason. The reason is because it's the halacha in the Gemara Menachos, Vav Amud Aleph, the halacha of Mashke Yisrael. The korban has to be a korban which is roi la'achila. And over here, since the korban is not roi la'achila, because it is korban which is kodesh l'kedushas bedek habayis min atayir, therefore this is a problem of Mashke Yisrael which makes a psul even b'di'eved in the akrova. So these are the two reasons given over there why there should be this halacha that if the Bedek Habayis is chal min atoyer, it is a chisoron in the etzim kedushas akrova of the oilo, and the korban is going to be possible by the eved if he went ahead and shechted the korban before the pidyon. This is what's mavur in the Gemara in Temura Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Now lechayre in our Gemara is mefurish faket. It's mefurish in our Gemara that even according to the man Da'oma that he says that it's tofis min atoyer. And mit der Reise des Chale Kedushas Bedek Habayis on the Kedushas Oilo, Afal became B'dieved. If he went ahead and he shechted the Korban before he was poida the Kedushas Bedek Habayis, is Mavu in our Gemara, the Korban is a Korban kosher. Because if we're going to say the Korban is possible, then there's no need Bichlal to be Mamayit, such a kind of Korban, to tell us that this korban, the koyanim on azichin oir, we know already that every korban possible, the koyanim on azichin oir, kol shelo yizocha mizbeach, bivisoro, lo yizochu a koyanim boiro, memeila bal kochoch is muchach from this gemara, that you see that according to the man Da'oma, that the kedusha spedek habayis is chal min atayir, it is also going to be a kosher akrova min atayir, but the eved is also going to be kosher. Even though there is a Kedusha Asbedek Habayis lying on this korban before the pidyon, Afal Pikein, the korban is a korban kosher, and it is Olah L'Mizbeach, and Afal Pikein, the reason why the Kriyanim and Azichin Oor is only because it's a problem of Ilas Ish, Prat L'Ilas Hektish. So L'Chayya, our Gemara is Mefurish, that even according to Manda Omar, that the Bedek Habayis is Chal Min Atayir, there is a kosher akrova even before the pidyon. The chayyur not like the gemara in Temura Lamed Beis, and the beryl over there in Shiruria agreed. In Temura is Ma'uria that the chayyur is a machlekes asugyas in this nekuda and these two svaras which Reb Chaim said that is a problem of korbonoi, or the Biskirov said that the problem of Mashke Yisrael. The gemara lechayyur by us doesn't hold that these are problems enough to cause that the korban should be possible before the pidyon. The Oilas Shleim also points out that L'chir Al Gemara is Shver, it's negative Gemara in Temura, and he's Miyashiv, why Al Gemara, in a few ways, why there should not be a stira between the two Gemaras. Al Kaponim is a Chidush Halacha over here in Al Sugya, that even though the Korban is Chala Kedushas Bedek Habayis, Minatayr, but the Eved, that Krov is still okay, and it's not like the Gemara takes on in Temura Lamed Beis Amed Beis. The Gemara, Al Kaponim Baos, continues on, and the Gemara explains that even though the Mandaoma holds, there is a Mandaoma, like we said in Temura, who holds that Bedek Habayis is not Chal Min Atayir, and the din is that he needs Pidyon only Midrabonon, Afal Pikein, this halacha that is Loi Tofsi Midraisa, is Hanim Milib the Bosa. Only the Bosa is not Tofis, but the Oru, everyone agrees, is Tofis Min Atayir. Rashi explains, the reason is, because the Oru doesn't go to the Mizbeach, it goes to the Koyanim. And therefore, since the Oru goes to the Koyanim, everyone agrees you're allowed to be Makdish this Oru, and even though the Korban is a Korban Oilo, and it is a Kodosh, the Korban is Kodosh, Afal Pikein, the Oru of the Korban, is allowed, you're allowed to go and be Makdish this Oru, since it's not Oymed L'Mizbeach, only to the Koyanim. Now from this Gemara, the Achrenim take out a very Yesodistig and Nekuda, in understanding Bichlal, the Kedusha of Ur, in every single Korban, and the Gede of every Ur, of every Korban, L'chira, the Pashtas of Loshin Rashi's Mashma, that even though the Korban itself is Kodosh, even so, the Ur of the Korban is not Kodosh, and Mamele, allowed to go Mimaktish this Korban, even according to Mandoma, who holds Loitov, see, this is only the Bosa, but the Ur is not Kodosh at all, and therefore you can Mimaktish the Ur, Lebede Kabais. The Marshal in Psochim Nun Zayin Amad Aleph says so, that every Bailim is allowed to go Mimaktish the Ur of his Korban to a different Kedusha. And the Pashtas of Tosis in Chulin, in Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, the end of the Mamaschil Hu, is also Mashma, that in Atiria one will allowed to go and be Maktish, the Ur of the Korban, and this is like Rashi explains, that the Ur is not Kodosh. But the Achrinim, many Achrinim say, that this Dimba Kochach is not true, and the Rishonim, the Pashtas Loshon of Rashi, and the Tosis in Chulin, is not to be taken literally. The Ula Shleimov here brings down from the Netziv, and from Reb Chaim. This is printed also in the Chuvas Ginas Bison in Simen Zayin, and the Netziv himself, in the new Netziv in Meshiv Dovo, in Chelik Hei Simen Peiches. So too the Achiezer in Chelik Bei Simen Chofei Oistes, the Stipler in Simen Lametes. They all say that L'chir, if we look in the Sugyas in Me'ila Daftes, we see Mefurish, that a Korban, which is Kodosh, before Zrika, the Halacha is that the Ur definitely does have a Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Ur is enough to make a Me'ila, and if someone's going to be Moyal on the Ur, there's going to be a Dim Me'ila Min HaTorah. So too the Sugyas HaGemor later on, in Kuf Gim Lomet Beis and Kuf Dalet Lomet Aleph, you see Mefurish that the Korban, the Zrikas Adam, is what's Moitzi the Ur L'Chulin, and up to the Zrika, the Ur is Kodosh, just like the rest of the Korban. Mamela, they ask that L'Chirah is very schwer to understand our Gemara, the way Rashi explains, that since the Ur doesn't go to Mizbeach, one is allowed to be matfis, the Ur, to a different Kedusha of Bedek HaBayis. L'Chirah, the Ur has the same Kedusha as Oila of the whole Korban, like we find in Me'ila. Why should the Ur be different than the Bosa? Just like there's no Kedusha as Bedek HaBayis, Chal on the Bosa, so too the Ur is not any different than the Bosa. The Ur is also part of this Kedusha, and only after the Zrika, then the Kedusha goes away from the Ur. And the Ur of a Korban is definitely Kodosh. L'Chirah, we have to understand what's up in our Rashi. Says in the Tziv, in the Meshiv Dovah, which we quoted above, he brings down from Reb Chaim, he says that L'Chirah one can say, that our Gemara over here is Shittas Reb Yanai. Reb Yanai, we know, holds in many places in Shas, that Odom Maktish Tovah Shalei Bala Oilom, the Gemara says in Yevomis, Tzadik Beis, Reb Yanai is the one who holds that one can be Maktish, even Tovah Shalei Bala Oilom. Memela says Reb Chaim, one can say, that even though now the Korban, before the Zrika, has a Kedusha, and this Kedusha is even on the Ur also, Afal Pikein, even so, the Kedusha, one is allowed to go Mimaktish now the Ur, that it should be Chal later on, after the Zrika. It's a din of Maktish Tovah Shalei Bala Oilom. Memela, if someone is matfis now, the Korban Lebede Kabayis, and the Chanami now, there's no Kedusha, but the second Zrika is going to take place, and it's going to be Moitzi L'Oy L'Chulin, then instead of going and giving a Zchia L'Koyanim to Gbizoycha in this Oy, there's going to be automatically Bichal Kedushas Bede Kabayis on this Oy, because it's Alocha on the Hekdush, which he did earlier. The Hekdush which he did earlier is going to be Chal later on, after the Zrika, Midin Odom Makdish Tovah Shalei Bala Oilom. And says Reb Chaim, this is the difference between the Bosa and the Ur. The Bosa doesn't go Al Chulin. The Bosa stays Kodosh, and therefore there's no room for the Kedushas Bedek HaBayis to be Chal on the Bosa. Mashinki in the Ur, which goes Al Chulin, it goes L'Koyanim normally. Over here, it will go L'Bedek HaBayis, because it's a din of Odom Makdish Tovah Shalei Bala Oilom. Mamela, this Svarya Be'emes is only a Svarya in Shittas Reb Yanai, who he's the one who holds on the Maktish Tovah Shalei Bala Oilom. But the Halacha that we have in on the Maktish Tovah Shalei Bala Oilom, the Kedusha normally is not Chal. Mamela, even by the Ur, is not going to be Chal any Kedusha later on after the Zrika, and after the Zrika is not going to be any Me'ila anymore, even if you're Matvis Oilos Oilabedik Abayis, like this is a Pshat in Tosfos in Chulin, which we said earlier. This is a Mechudish Tiga Pshat in our Gemara, to understand why the Ur, one has the allowance, the ability, to go and be Maktish the Ur, even though L'Chirah we said that the Ur has a Kedusha until the Zrika. We have to just understand, l'chaya, the kedusha mitzad ha'alocha of davar shelo'i b'lo'ilom, l'chaya, afterwards, he is not going to be the bailim anymore. The kohenim are the ones who are going to own the oil. Mamela, for bailim now to make a chalois on the oil after zrika, when it won't belong to them anymore, because the zchir is going to be l'chayanim, l'chaya, this is hard to understand that the bailim should be able to do it, because akoponim now they own the oil, this is enough for them to make this chalois, la'achalamed, even though on that zman, the zchir of the kohenim has l'chaya already michal through the zrika, vaisis abasachas, it's going to be chal, a kedusha to the Bedek Abayis, which is going to override the Zechir to the Koyanim. And in the Sefer Oitzah HaKodesh over here, in the Sefer Chemdas, Daniel brought down over there, he discusses this point, whether the din of Ein Odom Makdish Tovah Shaloi Bel Oilom, and according to Rabbi Anai, that one could be Makdish, L'chiria, the Bailim are the ones who own the Bosa, the Oir now, but later on, the Koyanim are going to be the ones who are Zeicha in the Oir. And Afal Pikein, Reb Chaim understood, this is enough, that the Bailim, now they own the oil, they can make a chalois on the zman of the achaz yurike. This is a mechudish tiga pshat in our gemara to understand how the kohanim have the bail, how the bailim have a zchir to go and be makdish the oil. The stipler in Simel Ametes, he's also ma'arich in Rashi to explain the mahalach, why the oil is any different than in Poso, and he explains because the oil, al koponim is not miyuchad ligavoya, only something which is miyuchad legavoya, even though the oil is definitely kodosh, but this does not disturb the kedushas bedek habayis to be chal on the oil. Memela, this din is only by the bosa, not by the oil, and the stipel is mayrich, also from Reb Chaim Moizer, in chilek beisim and chrofei, ois tes, what is the difference between the oil and the bosa? Now there is a mechudish tiga pshat in our Gemara, in Shuri Agrid, in Tmur Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, brings from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim discussed in the Shita of the Rambam, a new pshat in our Gemara to understand the difference between the Oyer and the Bosor, and this Bemes does not work with our Lashon of Rashi, and Reb Chaim said this could work in the Shita of the Rambam. And Reb Chaim explained that even according to the Man D'Oma, who holds that Loi Tofis Midiraisa, which is Shittas Ula over there in Tmura, the din of the Machlekes between Ula and the other Man D'Oma, whether the Bedek Abayis is Chal on the Oyla, says Reb Chaim, the whole Machlokes is only Benegea, the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. On this, they have a Machlokes, whether the Kedusha is Chal on the Kedusha's Oyla or not. Mashein came the Momenus, the ownership of the money, who owns the money, this, everyone agrees that someone has an allowance to go and be Makdish, be Matfis, Le Bedek Abayis, and now Bedek Abayis own the Momenus of the Korban, even though the Korban is a Korban Oilo. And even Ula agrees that the Momenus of the Korban belongs to Bedek Abayis. And the whole Machloikas is only whether the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis is Chal, which necessitates us to do a Pidyon before the Akrovas HaKorban. Mashenkin, the Kedusha of Mashenkin, the Momenus, is definitely Lekula Al Mechal, even according to Ula. Mamela says Reb Chaim, this could be the difference between the Oyer and the Bosa. Since we're saying that the Momenus is Chal straight away, even according to Ula, Mamela the second, the Oyer, has a din through the Zrika to go out L'Chulin, since the Momenus is owned by the Bedek Abayis, automatically by the Zrika, when the Kedushas Oyla goes away, the Kedushas Bedek Abayis is going to be Chal, Mikoyach, the Momenus, which he owns in the Oyer. Since he owns the Korban, the ownership and the Momenus is Bedek Abayis, even though the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis cannot be Chal, because there's a different Kedusha, and Ein Kedusha, Chal al Kedusha, Afal became the second the Kedusha's Oyla goes away, now the Kedusha's Bedek Abayis is going to be Chal, and Memela, this is going to be the din, that the Kedusha is going to be Chal of Tofsi, after the Zrika, and it becomes the Oyla's Hekdush, and it's Nismayit for Zechir Lekeanim, from this Alocha of Oyla's Ish, velo Oyla's Hekdush. Mashein came the Bosa, which never goes out of Chulin. Memela, it always continues on with its Kedushas Oilo and never leaves any room for the Kedushas Bedek Abayis to be Chal. But the Oil, since the Momenus belongs to the Bedek Abayis, this is going to be a Sibbe, why later on the Kedushas Bedek Abayis should be able to be Chal automatically and Memela override the Zchir of the Kohenim because of this din of Oilas Ish velo Oilas Hekdish. This is how Reb Chaim explains how we learn the difference between Oyer and Bosa, even though the Rashi says a different explanation, like we said, that the Oyer is not mamish miyuchad legavoya, it doesn't go on to the Mizbeach, and this is the reason why Oyer can be tofis, even according to Ula. Moving further on to another Nakuda, Toysfus over here asks, so you say this like a kasha in Diva Maschil, loy mi boye, that lechoya, why does one need a posuk at all to tell us that this someone whose matfis is oila lebedek abayis, the oil doesn't go lechoya on him because it's not oila as hektish. Lechoya, the aloche is that bedek abayis needs hamoda v'arocha, the aloche in order to be poida the bedek abayis, you have to do hamoda v'arocha, and only something which is a bar hamoda v'arocha can have a pidyon. Memela after Shechita, where there's no Amod of Arioche possible anymore, he can't stand up the Be'ima, he can't be Mekayim the din of Amod of Arioche, there's no Pidyon possible after Shechita. Memela says, Toysves Lechoy over here, the Oir, which is Kodesh, Bekdushas, Bedek Abayis, there's anyway no ability for the Koyanim to be Zoicha in this Oir, because there can no way to be Poida the Kedusha from the Oir, because it needs Hamod of Arioche. Why do we need to have a Miut to tell us that the Koyanim are not Zoicha in Oir? Anyway, they have no possibility to go and go be Poida this Kedusha's Bedek Abayis. He points out that Toysfus only asks this question only on the Manda Omar, Tophis Mideraisa, where this din is Toifus, the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, is Nitfas in the whole Korban, not just on the Ori, it's also on the Bosa. Then Toysfus asks, there's Alocha Vamod of Arocha, Mashenkin, according to the Gemara, who's Mechalik, according to Ullah, that Bosa is not Tophis, only the Ori. According to Ullah, Be'emma, since it's only the Ori which is Tophis, then there's no din Amod of Arocha, because the Ur itself, which is Kodosh, is like a Makdish, any Chifetz, a Metaltalin, where there's no Dine Amod of Arocha, only on a Hektish of Behemoth. There is Dine Amod of Arocha, Mamela Tesla only asks his Kasha, only according to the Manda Omar, that the whole Behemoth is Nitfas, Bekdushas, Bedek Abayis, and asks Toysfus Lechir, why is there Din, that the Koyanim are not Zecha, anyway, they have no possibility to be Poida, this Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. Now the Achrinim, the Tzoyin Kodshim, the Taris HaKodesh, and others, they ask on Toysfus, that Lechoyah, you have to understand, that Lechoyah, and the Chenami, there's no way for the Koyanim to be Poida, the Bedek Abayis. But if there wouldn't be a Pasuk of Oilas Ish, Prat Leoilas Hektish, then the Koyanim would be the ones who are Zoyche in the Oir. And the Behemah, the Oir, will never become Kodosh, Bikdushas Bedek Abayis. So Lechoyah, the first thing which will be Chal, will be the Zechiah to the Koyanim, and not the Zechiah to the Bedek Abayis, and Memeila Lechoyah, there will be no need, Bichlal, to be Poida. So of course we need to have a Miut, to tell us that the Koyanim are not Zechiah, because only because of this Miut, there is a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and otherwise it should be Chulin, and it should go to Koyanim. The Oysameach says, that Lechoyah, like Toysfus is Mavua, in the beginning of Yishis Hagez, in the Gemara Chulin, that since there's a din bedek abayis, the bedek abayis is definitely going to be chal, and the koyanim have to be poida this kedusha, even if they're zoicha in oir. And memela, the need to be used this miut of oilas hektish is only in a case where there could be poida, since the din kedusha is going to be chal, whatever happens, and this is what we depend on the way we explain the Gemara, and the koponim according to the Manda Omar, that it's oir, that the tfisa, according to the Manda Omar, that's Toifus Midaraisa, even on the Bosa also, then the Kedusha already is over here earlier, before the Zrika, and therefore this is going to come first, and this is going to override the Zchia to the Koyanim, and the Koyanim are going to have to be Poida, the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and Mamela asks Toifus, why do you need a Mod of Aroch? Since you need a Mod of Aroch, why do we need to have a Miut of Oilas Ish, Velo Oilas Hektish? So Rami Simcha says that this Toysfus is Svarah, is Mavur in the Gemara, beginning of Rishis Hagez in Chulin, that the Kedusha is going to come first, and he's not going to let the Zechiah of the Koyanim to say that the Kedusha should not be Chal at all, and the Mele Toysfus Kasha is very Shveh, Lechiah, you need a Mod of Aroch anyway, and there's no difference whether the Koyanim are Zoicha or not. Now there's a very sadistic Shail always by the Dinah Mod of Aroch, this Halacha which we know we need, Bedek Abayis, needs a Mod of Aroch, is it Dimbedi Eved, or is it only a din lechatchila? The Shah Melech in Bikurim Perikyod, he asks, he's Mesupek, he's Choyker, and he brings Rais, what is the Aloch of Amod of Aroch which is needed? Is this only a din lechatchila? But Bedi'eved, if he was not Amod of Aroch, and he did the Pidyon, even so, the Pidyon is going to be Chal Bedi'eved, or it's a din that it's even Bedi'eved not going to be Chal the Pidyon. Now says the Shah Melech, Lechir Araya Mukhrakas, to this Shaila, it's from our Toysfus. From the fact, Toysfus asks that there's no need for a pasuk of Oilas Ish, Prat Leilas Hekdish. You see in Tosfos that the din of Amod Vayrochi is a din even b'di'eved. Memela, there's no necessity for a pasuk of Leilas Hekdish. Masha'inkin, if one is going to say that a din Amod Vayrochi is only lechatchila, memela, of course we need a din of Oilas Hekdish in a case where someone was over and he was poida even without Amod Vayrochi. Memela, the Shah Melech in Bikurim, he takes out from our Tosfos that the din of Amod Vayrochi is ma'akev even b'di'eved. Memela, what do we need a miut of Oilas Ish velo Oilas Hekdish in this case? The Tzinkotchim says that l'chayya, the teretz Tosfos kasha should be that the din is that even after shechita, as long as the behemah is mefarcheses, the halacha is mefarcheses, hareyu kechayo lechol dvoreho, we still allowed to be poida the behemah when it's mefarcheses, because it's kechayo, and since it's a halacha of chayo, this is also a halacha that it is bechlal hamod v'arocha. Only after the mefarcheses, then we say it is lav bar hamod v'arocha. Mameila, we still have a yichetimtza case where he allowed to be poida even after the shechita, as long as it's still mefarcheses. But the Biskerov writes over here in Stanzlach, l'chuy and chanami in the Rambam, we could say such a thing, and in the Rambam he writes, there's rayas to say that we need this teretz of Amod V'Arocha to say that the case is going to be when it's still mefarcheses. But he says that Tosfos could be his l'shitosom in Chulin, Peidaled Omed Aleph, Tosfos says that in a shechita ksheira, as long as the shechita was kosher, there's no din mefarcheses hareyu kechayo. The whole halacha mefarcheses hareyu kechayo is only in a case where the shechita wasn't done kedin. But if it was a shechita ksheira, there's no halacha mefarcheses, and he loses the halacha of bar amoda v'arocha miyad with the shechita itself. For Meila Tosfos over here asks the kasha l'chuyah, he needs amoda v'arocha, and there's no need for the miut of lo oilas hekdish. This is the way the Biskerov explains the machlikas, if there's a need of Amod V'Arocha. So Al Kaponim, you see in our Tosfos a few Nekudas. First of all, Tosfos holds that the Kedusha of Bedek HaBayis is going to come first, and the Zchiyah of the Kohanim is not going to allow the Kedusha to not to be Chal at all, but they're going to have to be Poida the Kedusha. Second of all, we see in Tosfos that the din of Amod V'Arocha is Ma'akiv even b'di'eved. And third of all, Chayya the din mefarcheses, Tosfos holds, is not by shechita ksheira, like Tosfos says in Chulin, Peidal and Amud Aleph, only by shechita which is not kosher, which is not a shechita ksheira, then we have a halacha on mefarcheses, hareyu kechayo lechol dvoreo. Moving further on now, in the last case of the Gemara, Prat Leilas Hekdish, says the Gemara, this is referring to someone who's maktish nechosov, ukud Yeshua, and the Gemara brings down the machlokes of Rebbe Shua and Rebbe Lezer, whether someone who's stam mekdeshois lebedek habayis, does this refer also to behemois which are roi lemizbeach? Rebbe Lezer holds that the behemos are also bedek habayis. Mashenkin Rebbe Shua says odom chile kekdeshoi, and the behemos are behemos going lebedek habayis. The behemos do not go lebedek habayis. The behemos are kedushas mizbeach. And in these cases, says the Gemara, va'afilu le'Rebbe Yeshua, this is needed miut of prat lehekdish, even though he holds that chilek hekdeshoi and the boso is chal kedushas mizbeach, hanem ili boso av oir tofis, but the oir, he's still makdish lebedek habayis, like Rashi explains, according to Rebbe Yeshua, there's a difference between the oir and the boso. Memeila, according to Rashi, the case of prat le'oilas hekdish is according to shitas Rebbe Yeshua, because according to Rebbe Lezer, the halacha is that the behemah is also have a locha of kedushas bedek habayis. Afterwards, we go and be poida these behemahs, and yimochru letzorche oila, and then the kevas letzorche shlomim. Rashi explains the reason why we have to do so is because there's a locha of koldova roilu mizbeach, in yoytze midei mizbeach loilom. There's a din that you have to keep the behemah, which has a kedusha, since he was matzvis tzvimim lebedek habayis, in yoytze midei mizbeach loilom. He has to make sure that these behemahs go on to the Mizbeach, and Mamela, he sells them to someone who's gonna bring this for a korban, either Oilo or Shlomim. But according to Rebbe Lezer Al Kaponim, since B'shas the Akrova, the Kedushas by the Kabayis has gone off, because he's been poida already the Kedusha, there's no Kedusha anymore of Bede Kabayis, and Mamela, there's no Miot of Oilas Hekdish. The Oilo, B'shas the Akrova, is just like every other Oilo, and Mamela, the Koyanim of Zeichin or only according to Rebbe Shua, who holds that the behemah itself goes lekedushas mizbeach, the oil is lebedek habayis. This is the case where it's a prat leoilas hekdish, the koyanim are not zichin oil, according to Rebbe Shua. But the Rambam, in Erichim Perikei Aloche Zayin, he paskins like the shita of Rebbe Lezer, And he says that someone who's makdish nechosa lebedek habayis, einoi chuylek hekdeishoi, and memele sells it to someone who's a torke oilo, or le torke shlomim, and afal pikein, even so, in Hilchas Maisei HaKorbanos, perikei aloche chofalef, he brings down our gemara, the din of Rabbi Yehuda of oilas ish, velo oilas hekdish, and he explains, the case is someone who's matfis, like Rabbi Yana I said earlier, or someone who's makdish nechosa of stam, that the behemoth and the oil goes to the bed of kabayis and doesn't go to the kriyanim. Now says Lech Mishnah, as he asks, that Lech Riyah, this is very shveh on the Rambam, since the Rambam paskes like Rabbi Lezer, how does he bring down this case of oilas hektish? According to Rabbi Lezer, this behemoth is not oilas hektish at all. The behemoth is already nifde, the pidyon of the bed of kabayis has already gone off. Now it is a pasha to oilo, and Mamela the Gemara Lechir says it only goes like a Bishua, like Rashi explains. Lechir, there's a very sadistic machlekes over here between the Rambam and Rashi how to explain our Gemara. And Lechir, you have to understand how did the Rambam explain our Gemara to say that this din should be, even according to Rabbi Lezer, there's a halacha of oilas ish velo oilas hekdish in the case of makdish nechosov. Says the Karin Oira, so to Rabbi Lozer Misha Horvitz in his Agoyes Ramor, at the back of the Gemara, they explain that the Lashon of the Gemara Be'emes is mashma like the Rambam. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is afilu k'Rabbi Yeshua, says the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Adam choylek hekdeishoi, there's still a difference between the Bosa and the Ur. From this Lashon of the Gemara is mashma, the Gemara means to say that this is even like Rabbi Yeshua. That means loy mi boya according to Rabbi Lezer, there's a problem of oilas ish v'lo oilas hekdish. But even according to Rabbi Shua, who holds that Adam Chilek Hekdeshoi, there's also a problem over here of Oilas Hekdesh, since the Ur becomes a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. Just like the Gemara earlier by Rabbi Yanai, the Gemara uses such a Lashon, Loi Miboya according to the Mandoma, Tofis Midereise, even according to the Mandoma, Loi Tofis Midereise also. So too now Gemara is Mashma, the Gemara understands this goes, even according to Rabbi Lezer, this is how the Rambam understood the Gemara. Mamela, says the Karinari and the Blazim Shahovitz, the Rambam understood, not like Rashi. The Gemara over here says a Svara, that someone who's Makdish Nechosov is a problem of Oilas Hekdish, even according to Shittas Rebbe Lezer. And the Chanami, the person himself, is Makdish, the Behemah, the Bedek Abayis. And now you go ahead and you poide the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and you Makdish a new Kedusha of Oila, but the Oil itself, you're not poide. And the Blazim Shahovitz explains the reason is, because there's no reason why someone who's gonna need to bring a Korban Oila should go and pay some money to go and be paid the Kedusha from the Ur. He has no need to have the Ur of the Korban. The Ur of the Korban anyway is gonna go look on him, so he has no need to go and be moisif any money to go and be paid the Ur. The only pidyon he's gonna do is only to get the Etzem Behema itself. Memela, the Behemah itself is poida, but the Ur retains the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis even after he's makdish the Behemah for a Korban Oila. Memela, even according to Rabbi Lezer, you have a case of Oilas Hekdish because the Ur still retains the Halacha of Bedek Abayis because he was never poida the Ur. It has no need for him. He has no reason to be moisif any money to do the Pidyon. And Memela, the Ur is the Ur of Bedek Abayis and only the Bosa is a Bosa of Kedushas Oila. And this is the reason why, according to Rabbi Lezer also, is Nismayit from Oilas Hekdish. And there's no zchir for the Kriyanim in the Ur. And the Gemara adds on that even according to Bishua also, who holds Adam Chulik Ekdeshoi, there's a difference between the Basra and the Ur. This is how the Rambam explains the Gemara, the difference, according to Rebbe Lezer, that there is a halacha of Oilas Ish, velo Oilas Hekdesh, even according to Shittas Rebbe Lezer. The Biskerov in his Sefer, in the Chestmura Peik Dalet, Haloch Yud Aleph, he says a very sadistic mahalach, a different way to understand how the Rambam learns our Gemara, even b'shittas Rebbe Lezer. And the Yisoid which Biskerov explains in the Rambam is in Havona, in Shittas Rebbe Lezer, why do we have to go and take this behemah and sell it to someone who needs to bring a Korban Oila or needs to bring a Korban Shlomim? Rashi, we said earlier, explains the reason is because there's a lochad of Matvis Svimim in the Bede Kabayis that kolor oilum is beach in yitzim midem is beach lo oilum. Now this halacha b'emes is a din de rabbonon, it's a mavur in the Gemara Menoches, kuf aleph amid aleph. There's a din de rabbonon that means the behemah should retain the kedusha and it should be nikrav at the end onto the mizbeach. But the Rambam in Erechim, Perikei halacha Zayin, He says that the reason now Gemara, according to Rebbe Elazar, the reason why we have to sell it to someone who's bringing a korban oil on the Mizbeach, is he brings a pasuk down to tell us this halacha. And the Mishnah Melech already asks, why does Rambam bring down a pasuk? L'chayu it's a din midrabanon, like Rashi says, of any yotze midei Mizbeach le'oilom. Says the Biskirov that he see in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that this halacha of stamek teishis lebedek habayis of Rebbe Elazar is be'emes a din min ha-Torah, which learn out from a pasuk, that there is a kedushas mizbeach chal, even according to Shitas Rebbe Elazar. And explains the Biskirov that everyone agrees that when someone's makdish, even a stam hektish, and einoy choylik hekteishoy, and he has a kavona to be makdish lebedek habayis, like Shitas Rebbe Elazar, afal pikein, there's still a kedushas oila going to be chal on the behemoths which are roi lemizbeach, and the nekevos are going to become a kedushas shlomim. This is the kedusha which is going to be chal lekula alma. Everyone agrees that there's going to be a kedusha of mizbeach on these behemoths. The whole machlokes between Eblez and Ebishua is a machlokes whether there's also going to be a kedushas bedek habayis. Rebbe Elazar holds that ein odom chilek hekdeishoy, and he means to be mechavin to go and be meichal a kedusha or bedek habayis on everything, and therefore even though there's a din min ha-Torah that there's a kedushas mizbeach chal on the behemoths of the oilus and the shlomim, but there's still going to be chal also a kedusha or bedek habayis, and on that Ebishua disagrees, and Ebishua holds there's no kedusha or bedek habayis chal on the behemoth, and it's only a kedusha of mizbeach. But everyone agrees that there is a kedushas oila over here. And Rebbe Elazar holds there's two kedushas, and Rebbe Shua holds there's only one kedusha since Adam Chilek Hekdeshoi. Memela explains to Biskirov the way the Rambam learns our Gemara is also like the Achronim explained, that's even like Rebbe Elazar. And the reason why, according to Rebbe Elazar, there's a problem of oilas ish, veloy oilas hekdesh, is because behemoths we're talking about someone over here who went ahead and he took this behemoth and he was makrivit even before the pidyon. Even before he was poida the kedusha of bedek habayis, he took this behema and he was makrivid lo'ilo. And since we explained that even according to Rebbe Elazar, there's a kedushas oilo being chal on his korban, because everyone agrees that it's min ha-Torah a din that there's a kedusha being chal on something which is roi for a korban, there's a kedushas oilo being chal on his korban, memela, there's a kosher korban, even though it has a kedusha of bedek habayis on it. And this is the case of Oilas Ish veloy Oilas Hekdesh, that the Kriyanim are not Zichi in Oir, since the Korban also has a Kedusha of Bedek Habayis, according to Rebbe Elazar. And the Gemara adds on, even according to Rebbe Yeshua, we have a case of Oilas Ish veloy Oilas Hekdesh, since the Oir al Koponim is Tofis b'Kedusha as Bedek Habayis. Memela, this is how the Rambam learns a mechudishtig way that the din, according to Rebbe Elazar, of Yimochru, the Tzolkei Oilo, is not because there's another halacha of any yotze midei mizbeach le'oilom, like Rashi says, which is a new din midrabanon. But the din is that even now, it has on the kedushas oilo on the mizbeach, and it's a kedusha which is michal min ha-Torah, and memela, the din lechatchila is to be poida first the kedusha of bedek habayis, and only then be makriv the mizbeach, the kedusha of the oilo. And if b'di'eved he went ahead already now before the pidyon and he was makriv the behema, then this is the case of oilas ish velo oilas hekdesh, since this behema has behemas two kedushas according to Rebbe Elazar. And the Biskirov over there is very ma'ich in explaining the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that to have two kedushas on a behema is not inherently a problem. You can have two kedushas of bedek habayis and also a kedusha of kedushas aguf, of a kedushas oila on the korban, and these two kedushas are not austere to each other. Mashen ki shitas Rashi explains, is Rashi holds it's austere to have two kedushas, and Rashi learns our Gemara that according to Rebbe Elazar Ben, it says no echetimtze to have a case of oilas hekdish, and only the Gemara means to explain, only according to shitas Rebbe Yeshua, we have a miut of lo oilas hekdish. But Al Kaponim is a very sadistic way of understanding the Shittas Rambam, that the din according to Rebbe Elazar of Yimochru Letzolkei Oilo is not because of a din der Abonon, but it's be'emes a kedusha michali, a kedusha soilo, and the whole machlekes Rebbe Elazar and Ebishua is only if there's a new kedusha also of a kedusha bedek habayis. But everyone agrees there is a kedusha soilo on this korban, which is makdish of stam ekdeshes the bedek habayis. Moving further on in the Gemara Lamed Beis, the Gemara brings down Shittas Rebbe, that Rebbe says there's no need bichlal to go and tell us that other oiris of Kodshi Kodshim have a halacha, l'zchia l'koyanim, because only kol atzmoy l'itzrachnu el l'oir ha'oilo b'lvad, because every single place the oir is ma'alech ache ha'boso, and Mamela, normally where the oir is together with the boso, the koyanim are also zichin oir, mashenkin in the case of the oilo, where there's a din hefshet, over there we need to have a new din telling us that the oir, the koyanim are zichin oir. It's a mefurish in our Gemara, which is a very serious thing in the Kudah. We find in our Gemara in Kuf Gimel Amud Beis that the Oilo says mefurish in the Pasuk, in the Psukim, in the beginning of Pashas Vayikra, there's a mitzvah and a chiv of hefshit. It says in Pasuk mefurish, v'hifshit es Oilo, v'nitach oisol nintzocheo. There's a din of hefshit v'nituach, which we find by the Korban Oilo. It's mefurish in our Gemara that this din only is said by a Korban Oilo, but other Korbanos, the Chatos, the Olshom, they have no aloch of hefshit. And the Gemara says, Mefurish, that Yotzu, the Koyanim, if they want, they can oichlin oison agabi oiron, lo Yotzu, they could do hefshit, they could be mafshit. There's no din minatir to do a maise hefshit of the oir, like we find by the Korban Oilo. But the Rambam in Maise HaKorbonos, Perikei Aloch Yudches, he says, by all the korbonos, he says, kol ha'zvochim, mafshitin oisom, v'achakach moitzien es emurim. Only afterwards we take out the emurim, there's a din hefshit by all the korbonos, and the Rambam is even more mufurish later on in Perek Zayin Aloch Aleph, by the chatos, says the Rambam, there's a din hefshit by a chatos, just like there is by the korban oilo. And the Rikokos over there, so to the Kiryat Sefer, he explains that the Rambam's Makur is, just like we find by the Korban Oilo, there's a Pasuk telling us there's a Din Hefshit, so too we learn out all Korbanos, the Chatos and the Olshom, we learn out also that they have a Halacha and a Mitzvah of Hefshit, just like the Korban Oilo does. Now Lecheira from our Gemara Lecheira is very schwer. The Mitzvah Eson over here asks, that Lecheira, the Rambam is Mefurish, is Nista from our Gemara. The Gemara says Mefurish by us, according to Rebbe, that there's no Din Hefshit by the other Korbanos. And only by the Oilo there's a Din Hefshit. And this is the reason why only the Oilo needs to have a Pasuk telling us that the Koyanim Azichin in the Oir, Mashenkin, all the other Korbanos, the Oir stays together with the Boso. How can the Rambam say that as the Alfusa, we learn out the Din Hefshit from all Korbanos, from Oir, Ha'oilo, and so too by Chatzos and Oshom, there's a Din Hefshit? This is the Kasha the Mitzvah Eson asks from our Gemara. Says the Mitzvah Eson, the Chidush, that could be that this din in our Gemara is by only Shittas Rebbe. Rebbe is the one who holds that this din only applies to the Oilo and not to other Korbanos. And Mamela, therefore, he holds that other Korbanos do not need to have a Makur to tell us that the Koyanim are Zeichin Oir, Mashenkin the Rabbonon, Efshe the Gufa Chayla Kor Rebbe because of this. And they hold that the Koyanim have a din Hefshet on all the Korbanos. And Mamela, there's a need to go and learn out even other Korbanos that the Koyanim are Zeichin Oir, just like we have Aloch of Oilo, and this is Bemis the Makur of the Rambam, according to the Rabbonon, that there's a Din Hefshit, also by the Chatos and the Olshom. Now we have to point out, just one more Nakuda, that even though we said there's no Mitzvahs Hefshit, like it's Mashma in our Gemara, without the Shit of the Rambam, Pashtis, there's no Mitzvah and a Choyv of Hefshit, but there is a Gemara, which the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Tezayin Amud Beis, that for the practicality of the Hitzoas Emurim, taking out the Emurim itself, needs to do a Maisa Hefshit, till the Chozeh, you have to go Mi Mafshit Ad Echozeh, in order to be able to take out the Emurim, without any Nimin. The Gemara over there explains that if you're not going to do any Hefshit, then when we're going to be taking out the Emurim, to be makted them on the Mizbeach, there's going to become Nimin, there's going to be hairs, which are going to get caught onto the Emurim from the Ur, and therefore this is Mechayev, to go and be mafshit al koponim ad echoze. But normally this din is not bichlal a mitzvah of hefshit mitzad the oir. This is another halacha mitzad the practicality of the itzoris imurim, a covered, like the Gemara over there explains, kol poel Hashem lemaneu. This is a covered for the kodshim that we should take off the oir first, and only afterwards we should take out the imurim, like we're going to be seeing later on in the sugyas. Masha'en kein by the oilo, there's a mitzvah, and the mitzvah mitzad the oir itself, there's a chivas hefshet mitzad the korban, nothing to do with the imurim, by the oir, there's a din of aktor on everything, and there's a mitzvah hefshet on the oir, Mashain came by the Chatos and the Oshom. There's no mitzvah sefshit, but there's a din lechatchila to go and take off the ur up till the Chozeh al Koponim in order to be able to take out the Emurim from the Korban without any Nimim in a Kovadiga way. So al Koponim, the Gemara by us is mashma that there's no mitzvah at all of hefshit on the ur by other Korbanos, even though the Gemara in Shabbos does say there is a din to do the hefshit until the Chozeh for the Maisa Hitzvah Emurim. And the Rambam L'chur is Mavur, that is a mitzvah by itself of telling us that it's in Hefshit of all the Korbanos also. And the Kiryat Sefer says the Makur is, we learn this out from Ma'ilo, and we have to understand how did the Rambam learn our Gemara, which is a Chur Mefurish, that by the Chatzas and the Oshom, there's no din Hefshit. And the Mitzvah Eson suggests that maybe this is Bemes and Machlokes by us, between Rebbe and the Rabbonon, is there a din Hefshit by all the Korbanos, so you say this to Gishayla, is the din Hefshit only by Oila, or is a mitzvah of a chiva of Hefshot mitzad the Oir by all Korbanos and not just by the Oila?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.